Welcome back, students. May your spark glow bright. I'm Dominique Proganoskis, and this is Sleep Tight Magic Academy. I'll begin tonight by having you pause to reflect on your day. Did you try anything new today? Did you spend time with your friends, or read a good book, or play with a pet? Take a few moments to think about anything that stands out from today. You may be wondering what any of this has to do with magic, and I'll reveal that soon. But first, I want to tell you how proud I am of your progress. You're already halfway through level one of our program. Think about how much you've learned so far. Illumination. Spells. Telepathy. Even invisibility. You've learned to harness the power of your magic spark, as well as your magic shape. If you ever wish to review, you can revisit those lessons anytime. Tonight, we'll add something new. Potions. After years of studying the magical arts, I had a realization. I had unknowingly been amassing an enormous collection of potion ingredients since before I even knew magic was real. And so have you. That's why tonight's session began with questions about your day. Every memory, every feeling, every thought, every experience is an ingredient that can be used for magic. The potions you create are as unique as you are because they are built from your personal experiences. No one else has the exact same experiences as you, so no one else makes potions the same as you. This is one of the many reasons I founded Sleep Tight Magic Academy. Because I believe welcoming more people into magic enriches magic for us all. So let's get on with the lesson. Oh, Emerald! Teeny!
Salutations, my prodigious prestidigitators. After our previous lesson on invisibility, it's definitely nice to see you again. In all seriousness, thanks for being here. I wasn't sure you'd show up. Oh, I'm only kidding. It's not like you'd wait around to learn invisibility and then just disappear. I definitely can't see that happening. All right, I'll give it a break. I don't understand why my invisibility puns are always overlooked. Enough joking around, Teeny. It's time to start the lesson. Potions. That's what we're here for this evening. So let me start by mixing up the story of how potions began. We owe a great deal of our knowledge about potions to elves, like the ones who raised Hutini. For thousands of years, elves have made curious concoctions like potions, elixirs, medicines, and delicious baked goods. Thankfully, they agreed to share many of their recipes and techniques as part of the Great Wizard-Elven Treaty of 728 A.D., one of the best treaties, if you ask me. It's how we got cookies. You may have heard old potion stereotypes like Eye of Newt, Toe of Frog, etc. But these days we now know ingredients can be things you can't even touch. Laughter, a sunset, twinkling starlight, a catchy song that's stuck in your head. That's right. A hoot can be an ingredient, too. Oh, you weren't saying hoot. You were hooting because you have something to say. Go ahead, Teeny. The most important part. mixing things up. Ha ha. Teeny says I excel at getting things mixed up. But what I mean is that potions often require the blending of several unexpected ingredients. Tonight you'll learn to reach into your storehouse of memories and combine different thoughts and sensations together in the cauldron of your mind. The results will be magical, and Director Proganoskis will show you how. Until next time, sleep tight.
Tonight, we wind down by blending two potions. First, a happiness potion to share. Then, a sleeping potion to help you drift off to sleep. Start by closing your eyes. Let your magic spark glow as you take a few deep breaths. Now imagine a swirling, whirling cauldron in your mind. Now we'll be reaching into the storehouse of your mind to find the key ingredients we need. Imagine a warm spring day with sun shining and birds singing. Take the sound of birdsong and add it to your cauldron. Next, we need the giggle of a baby mermaid. If you've never heard a baby mermaid giggle in person, just imagine a regular baby giggle, but with more bubbles. Drop that into the cauldron as well. Finally, add in a few soap bubbles and give your cauldron a good stir. This particular happiness potion is spread by blowing bubbles. So take a hold of a bubble wand and dip it into the cauldron. Now think of something that makes you happy and allow your lips to curl upward into a smile. The bigger the smile, the more happiness this potion will spread. Now take a deep breath and blow bubbles. Watch a shiny bubble floating in the air in front of you. The bubble contains a feeling of magical happiness that can be spread to anyone nearby. But to release the magic happiness, we must pop the bubble. So reach out a finger and pop it. Try once more. Take a deep breath in and blow another bubble. Another bubble floats in the air in front of you. Spread its happiness by reaching out and popping it. It's always fun to find ways of sharing your magic with others. But it can also be good to use a bit of magic for yourself. So let's mix up one more potion for you. The idea here is to combine relaxing, comforting ingredients to make a warm and sweet cup of tea that will lull you to sleep. To set the mood, begin by adding a sunset. Imagine its beautiful colors. Blue fades into vibrant orange, purple and pink as the sunset slides down into your cauldron. Stir the sunset into your swirly, whirly cauldron. Next, we'll add an ocean breeze. Let the waves and wind wash themselves into the cauldron as you give it another stir. Our last ingredient is a strong and steady, soothing heartbeat. Feel its rhythmic thump, thump, thump as its pulse mixes in with the other ingredients. Give your cauldron one final stir. Now slowly pour your potion into a tiny teacup and allow it to steep with a gentle lullaby. As your potion brews, take a few deep breaths in and out, inhaling the sweet smell of slumber that rises like steam from the teacup. Wait patiently as the potion steeps for 10 more seconds as you continue breathing slowly in and out. Now your tea potion is ready. Raise the teacup to your lips. Take a long, slow sip. And let the warmth of the potion glide down your throat. Breathe out a sigh. Let the gentle sleepy sounds wash over you as you relax from head to toe. Continue breathing deep and slow as every other thought disappears, and allow yourself to drift off to sleep. May your spark glow bright as I bid you good night. Sleep deep and sleep tight.